Rose's parents would not let her go to the hospital to visit Jake. She paced in her room for 6 hours, steaming in rage, thinking about her knife hidden in the school for her to retrieve tomorrow. But who the fuck did it? She wanted so much to kill the bastards. It had to be the Santa cult or the Christians, and she was assuming it was the Christians, judging from Ted Bundle's actions. Yes, she would start with Bundle. Either stab him to death, or better yet, cut his thing off, then carve insults deep into his skin. She finally fell into a fitful sleep. She dreamt of Jake. He came to her in the park, where they used to do rituals at. He told her it was done by Ted Bundle, along with Clark Newton and Randy Riggins. He also told her the locations of various stashed weapons throughout the school. She woke up in the morning wondering how much had been a dream. A spiritual afterglow warmed her inside and she dressed for school. Rose ate a quick breakfast of caramel apples and coffee, and she ran to school. She breezed through the metal detector and immediately collected her knife. Then she went to Chasey's locker. In her dream, Jake told her the combination and said there's a couple shurikens in there. She fingered out the numbers and it opened. She collected the shurikens and saw a detailed painting of Santa Claus with Chasey on his lap. Rose cut the painting up with her knife and closed the locker. Rose went along the lockers and other hiding places that Jake had instructed her to gather the weapons up at. A nice little stockpile. Her plan was to distribute these to the Easter Bunny cult and be the only side armed. When Chester entered the school, Rose beckoned him from a hidden corner. She handed him a modified cordless nail gun, a lethal version of the nail gun made to hurt people. He tucked it under his coat and felt like he stood 3 inches taller. Choli came in 3 minutes later. She received a nasty-looking switchblade. Three armed kids versus the world.